Our Wahoo Week coverage continues from Goodyear, Arizona, and sitting down at the guest table here at the Indian Spring Training Facility is Matt Cada. And Matt is involved with a pretty cool initiative that the Indians are putting together this summer, youth baseball summer camps going on throughout Northeast Ohio. So, Matt, first of all, welcome to our Wahoo Week coverage, and tell the listeners about that and some of the things that are really now in progress to make this all possible.
Yeah, no, thanks for having me. So, Indians Youth Baseball just came on board. It'll be a year here in March. A new program, Youth Baseball Development. And so, as you mentioned, we have our core programs, which are our summer camps that we run throughout the months of June and in July. We hit up a little horseshoe around Greater Cleveland, as far east as Mentor, where I grew up, south at Bath, and then out west in Avon, where I live now in Avon Lake. So it's great. We kind of get around the town and teaching some baseball.
Well, then you might be familiar with AM 930 WEOL right in Elyria and in Lorain County.
Absolutely.
So let's kind of hone in on Avon, July 13th through the 17th. For listeners that have kids that are involved in baseball or want to become involved in something like this, walk us through the process as how they find out more information and get their kids involved.
Yeah, absolutely. So Indians.com is your best bet. We have a tab there for youth baseball, and you'll be able to find all the information on camps and how to register. I think the biggest thing with camps, being a former player, growing up, having some great coaches and mentors teaching me the right way to play the game, our philosophies and curriculum, I'm out here in spring training, being around the player development guys, best practices. So the things that the minor leaguers, that the guys, when you come to Progressive Field, the basic fundamentals that they're working on are the same fundamentals that we're teaching each week, in camp throughout those 5 days. So, our job is to take those complex procedures and simplify them to the ages that we're dealing with, which is six to 14 year olds, and then obviously create a nice, positive, fun environment.
Is this something that you look back on, Matt, and this is where your love of baseball came from, just a youngster that went out there on the sand lot and started playing?
Absolutely. I think when you look at the landscape of youth baseball and you hear kind of the old timers or even myself talk about growing up and the sand lot experience and pickup games, I think the reality now is kids really don't know how to play.
It doesn't happen.
And everything is so organized at an early age. And so that's one of the biggest things in camp that we implement, is kind of teaching them kind of how to play some of those games that you hear the old timers and even you hear some of the guys, talk about growing up. So Home Run Derby, for instance, it's crazy when you say, hey, you guys know what Home Run Derby is? And kids kind of giving you that blank stare. So, I mean, that's that's definitely one of the highlights throughout the week in camp. During the week, we incorporate a lot of Indians history. I think that's really important. I know growing up, one of the biggest things with Home Run Derby, I grew up, the guys that I was watching, Julio Franco, and so when you're in the backyard, you're doing Julio swing.
Oh, yeah.
It's hard to miss.
Yeah.
And so we'll have some money ball rounds in Home Run Derby where you gotta imitate the Julio Francos, and then Mike Avila's swing. Obviously, there's a lot of stuff going on there, and that's always the kids always know that one.
Again, we're talking with Matt Cada, part of the Indians Youth Baseball initiative that's going on this year. We talked about the camp in Avon. Again, that'll be happening July 13th through the 17th. There's also a pretty cool thing going on down at Progressive Field, the Field of Dreams camp. Talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, so opportunity to get on the same field that the Michael Brantleys and Corey Klubers are getting after it on, each day. So no doubt a really neat experience. You get a little behind the scenes tour within those 3 days. So that's the only difference. It's 3 days, but obviously the biggest difference, you're there, at Progressive Field. So really neat event. Last year we sold out that one. And so it's a pretty neat deal to be able to step on that field.
there's been talk that not as many kids play baseball today as they used to. Are the numbers coming back? Do you see that, where more kids are getting involved in the game of baseball?
You know, I think so. That's definitely one of the problems, and I know Major League Baseball is really invested in trying to trying to change that a little bit. And I think with just locally with Indians Youth Baseball, obviously our focus is on development. So you're developing the player, teaching them the right way to play the game, you know, building character, connecting them with the Indians. But you know, outside, you know, in addition to that, I think coaches' education is huge, and parents, because I think the reality when you look at a T-ball kid, you're first getting into the game, you know, it's dads who are, you know, who are developing and coaching, which some know a little bit more about the game, some don't, but they all have big hearts and good intentions. And the reality with, you know, with Google and the internet, it's great, but your Google hitting instruction or pitching instruction, you get everything in between.
Exactly.
And so I think if we can just, you know, provide some direction, provide some tools and resources, you know, for those coaches and give them, you know, give them a little structure. Because I think the thing about baseball, it's not the most exciting game. And you hear about kids playing in the dirt and picking daisies. And so it's challenging to organize practices and to create environments where there's a lot of reps and there's a lot going on. And so that's definitely one of the things that I'm passionate about. I'm researching and being out here and finding just different practices and different ways to just make that experience a good one, so that kids are continuing to play. And however far it takes them, I think our message in camp is everyone raises their hand when I ask who wants to be a Major League Baseball player. And you know, I don't tell the kids this, but I make sure to tell the parents, you know, when you do the numbers, the percentages aren't that great. But when, you know, when you look back on it, and I know retiring, you know, a couple years ago, but now being in the front office and kind of the next chapter, the same way that I approached the field and setting goals and focusing on a process and accountability and is the same things that I'm doing in the office here to improve and get better every day.
And really at this age, Matt, where you talk about 6 to 14, that's where you want kids just to enjoy the game, have fun. I mean, obviously you want to teach some skills and you want them to understand the fundamentals of the game, but enjoy the game, the love of the game. That's where it's going to start at that young age.
No doubt. So if you can, within practices, create fun little side games, little drills, and then teach the game. I think the frustrating part about about the game of baseball, when you don't have an understanding of the why, you're just kind of putting Band-Aids on it. So you pop up one at-bat, and it looks like your back shoulder dips, but you just put a Band-Aid on it, say, put your front shoulder down, do the opposite without really knowing the why. And so if we can very, you know, simply create that why, give them understanding, then it's no fun when you're not having success. And so knowing that success, that when you're failing 7 out of 10 times,
right,
the odds are already against you. You know, if we can really simplify the process, give them that framework and those guidelines, not only the player, but again, engaging the coach and the parent, it makes the whole experience a lot more enjoyable.
No doubt. So again, as Matt said, registration now underway. Indians Youth Baseball Summer Camps, ages 6 to 14 in our backyard, July 13th through the 17th. Over at Veterans Park in Avon. Matt, we appreciate you stopping by. Thank you.
Really appreciate you having me.
Good conversation. Matt Cada joining us here in Goodyear, Arizona, as part of our Wahoo Week coverage.